in constant pain and confined to a wheelchair, Bernadette Todd knew she wanted to reach out to her neighbors, but the question was, how? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, she says beginning a home Bible study was a great way to start.
I started a ladies' group in my neighborhood one time, and we invited unsaved people to just come over, and it was like a fun, you know, hour every Monday night, bring coffee and dessert, and everybody would come together, and I would do like at first just a short 15-minute little devotion with them, and, you know, and I would do different crafts and holiday things and fun things with them.
And by sharing her life, Bernadette was able to establish relational connections.
One by one, I was able to introduce them to Jesus, and suddenly we started doing longer Bible studies, you know. But I started out by just making it sociable, you know, sharing my life with others.
She recalls one neighbor in particular.
My first friend in the neighborhood, God really put a deep love in my heart for her. So I befriended her and started to spend time with her. She was a single mom, and her son. Well, little by little, she started to come to me for questions. And she says, aren't you afraid? You know, I'm scared to die. And I remember telling her, oh, no, I'm not afraid. And I told her why. I never forget it, because she says, how do you know for sure? How do you know? And I was able to share with her how I know it. But I wanted to share my life with her so she could see. And it was only a matter of a couple months.
By simply sharing your life, God can use you, your story, and your relationships to point people to Jesus Christ. I'm Steve Douglas.